Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Monday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Don't forget, of course, to check me out on Drive Today at 4 p.m. Oh, you really, really do want to check me out on Drive Today at 4 p.m. alongside Benny back from his holiday. And, of course, we know what happened to his Arsenal team yesterday. Oh, yeah. Do not want to miss that. In fact, that's sort of where we start today's podcast. With the fallout from our bonkers day of Premier League action, where Klibbity Klopp's Liverpool and Darren Bent and Mikel Arteta's Arsenal both lost at home. Dear, oh, dear. So Man City are now in pole position for the title. There's a surprise. Here's all the reaction on TalkSport.
Arsenal 0, Aston Villa 2, the scoreline. It is a Sunday, which means it's advantage Man City in the Premier League title race, a day that Liverpool and Arsenal will want to forget. The Gunners are going to stay 2 points behind Pep Guardiola's side thanks to two late Aston Villa goals as Leon Bailey and Ollie Watkins have secured a massive 3 points in their hunt for Champions League football.
Mikel, what does this do for the title race?
I don't know. I think winning it wouldn't change anything. And today it will change very little because everybody has very tough matches to play. If you want to play at this level, you're going to have these moments through games, after games, and you're going to have to stand up and count. And this is our challenge now, and that's what we have to do. If we are capable of doing it, we become a team with a real chance to win things. And if we don't, obviously not. That's time to stand up and make yourself count. When you are winning and winning and winning, easy to come here, easy to be in the picture, easy to go in the crowd. Now is the moment. It's a beautiful moment that we're going to experience on Wednesday night. And it cannot come in a better time for us because to lift the momentum and the way that we feel right now, we have the best possibility to do that.
On now to the Villa boss, former Arsenal manager Unai Emery.
Of course, to beat here Arsenal is very difficult and we compete very well. We compete very well, and even the players we have with their skills as well, they show it in some moment our capacity to face Arsenal, and is the way we are trying to build, and we are being very demanding ourselves, myself, with them, and they respond today because before the match I told them I was very motivated and I was very excited to watch their response on the pitch against Arsenal here in this scenario.
TalkSport Daily.
Right, we can hear from the former Premier League gaffer, Alan Pardew, on the final word.
Well, as good a performance as Villa would have put in, I should think, particularly second half, they made Arsenal nervous because they put good pressure on them and they kept the ball. And there's nothing worse when you're chasing the game than the other team keeping the ball, being patient. And they worked two great situations and got two fine goals. I mean, the second goal from Ollie Watkins just sums that boy up. A terrific take, and 18 goals without a penalty, or it might even be 19, I can't remember, it's one of the two. He scored them, that's what he's got this year, and he showed all that class in that finish. For Arsenal, it was a game that really, really is going to hurt, because not only obviously in the league title race, but in terms of a performance, you know, there's a few people that really didn't play well today in that team. That'd be a worry.
Ben, who's an Arsenal fan.
I think Zinchenko has a mistake in him every game.
He does.
Gabriel made a couple of mistakes. He's looked a little bit shaky at the back.
And do you know what? In fairness to Gabriel, he's looked so much better this season, I think. I always thought he was, out of obviously him and Saliba. Saliba's, for me, miles ahead of him. But I thought he's been really good this season. But you mentioned it, last couple of games, I've seen a couple of chinks in his armour.
Yeah, and that seems to be there. I love Gabriel, and I think he's been amazing this season. But just the last couple of games, and it's maybe not entirely his fault. Actually, you know, a couple of the mistakes have been Raya around him, or maybe just the instability of having Zinchenko at left back. I'm not sure why Arteta changed the team today. Maybe it's just to rest players for Wednesday. But I don't think he'd be
resting anyone for Wednesday.
TalkSport Daily.
As the final whistle goes, and the Crystal Palace fans to my left are going absolutely berserk, because this is a result that moves them 8 points clear of the bottom three and surely safe from relegation. But for Liverpool, they miss the chance to go top of the Premier League, and could this be the end of their title charge? They had chance after chance after chance in the second half, but their finishing simply was not good enough. Curtis Jones had the best of them, sent through on goal by Salah. All he had to do was put the ball in the back of the net, but he blazed it wide with just Henderson to beat. Henderson himself has made a couple of big saves. It's finished at Anfield. Liverpool 0, Crystal Palace 1.
Yeah, very disappointed, especially about the first half. So I said we will show reaction, and I promised that. And we saw a reaction. We saw an influence of the last game. We saw that. So obviously we lacked conviction in the first half. We were never really compact. I think the goal we concede is a very good example for the first half, because we left constantly gaps open, because we are never together. Front line didn't really start the press, midfield didn't step up, last line too deep. So that was the goal was then different, because they go on the wing, but then the player completely free in the box is horrendous. That's not allowed. It's not at the moment for me now to stand here and tell the world we will fight back. To honestly, that would not be honest. So we. It's easy to explain. We play like in the first half. Why should we be there? We play in the second half. We can win football games, and we can win football games, and we have to see how many. We have to be around when the others struggle, if they struggle at all. We will see that. And if not, we still have need points for the Champions League, all these kind of things. So it's like we have to play better football. That's my concern. And that for 95 minutes or 100 minutes. Then it's okay. And then take what you get. It was always like that. But you should not play like we played in the first half, but it happened. And that I couldn't turn it around with the boys, get this Atlanta game out of the system, that disappoints me personally a lot. But now I cannot change that anymore.
Let's head over to the phone lines. I've got an interesting one here. It says Troy, who's a Liverpool fan, who has an Arsenal season ticket. Let's head over to Troy. Good evening, Troy.
Good evening, guys. How are you doing?
Yeah, very well. So explain that. You're a Liverpool fan, but you have an Arsenal season ticket.
Yeah, that's correct, mate. That is correct. Liverpool got an Arsenal season ticket holder. A few of the fellas around me know the score. They treat me as one of their own.
Nice. So, so what did you make of the game today, then, as a neutral?
Well, you know what? The pressure got to Arsenal, because it was all set up for them. Liverpool had lost. They'd lost 1-0. Arsenal just had to go, beat Villa, back to the top of the table. But, again, the pressure, a bit naive. And I think what also... The fans do get on their backs when it's not going their way. And that could be detrimental to Arsenal actually winning this title. Liverpool have blown it. But I think there's going to be one more twist. And I do fancy Arsenal still. As much as I want Liverpool to win, I fancy Arsenal. But there's going to be definitely another twist, believe me.
Yeah.
There's so many games still to go as well. And of course, Arsenal, they've got the North London derby, which is always one that can't be based on form. But before that, they've still obviously in the Champions League, they got to go to Munich. But then next weekend, it's away to Wolves and Molineux. Then they host Chelsea. Chelsea, you never know which team are going to turn up.
All Wolves, by the way.
Yeah.
Because Wolves can put in some hell of a performance, particularly at home. So tough
Cole
games.
Palmer's going to see to that. Cole Palmer's going to do a little number on us, so I can feel it from my phone. I really can.
Yeah. But
I really can.
Do you think that for Liverpool today, do you think that's them out now?
For Liverpool today, we ran right with Man United. Twice this season, we could have finished the game off. We got complacent, and we dropped 4 points to United. I love Darwin Núñez. I love him to bits. But when you're in a title to battle, you've got to be putting away the opportunities he's had. Núñez in his 1-4. You know, Andy Cole was rated like that back in the day, and he won't. You know what I mean? I think Ben Hodden rated his 1-4 dances back in the day to finish. And unfortunately, at this moment in time, Núñez is of that pedigree.
Here's the Palace gaffer now, Oliver Glasner.
I didn't really look at the table very often. Of course, we looked at the results yesterday but it's important how we perform, and when we perform like today, and if we work as a unit like today, if we play with this passion like today, with the spirit like today, we will get enough points to stay in the Premier League. So it's all about what do we have to do to get the points. That's important. It doesn't help to say, oh, we need 3 more points, because everybody knows you need more points, but you don't get it by just talking about it. And then it was an excellent training week, the whole week, really. Really, very, very high quality and good spirit all over the week, and then you get the reward with a win.
TalkSport Daily.
And here's the reaction to the other Premier League game. And Marco Silva's Fulham beating West Ham. No one saw that bonkers day, I told you.
It finishes West Ham 0, Fulham 2. The visitors record a double over their London rivals for the first time since 1966 and make a dent in the Hammers' bid for European football for a 4th successive season. Sleepy West Ham defending, alert, sharp finishing from Andreas Pereira tells the tale of this derby. A goal in each half, full time. It finishes West Ham 0, Fulham 2.
It was a very professional away day display. Give me your take on the 90 minutes.
Yes, well played, very good organisation, and we deserve the win. We deserve the 3 points. We are the best team on the pitch. Even so, I have to say that they started better than us. The first 5-6 minutes, until probably the 10 minutes of the match, they started better than us. We were a little bit not so confident in that moment. It's part of the game, you know. We're from home against a side that is being really strong at home. We come from, and I said before that we were in our best moment of the season. Even if the last 3 results, they weren't the best for us. I knew and I know what we are doing, all the players, they have been working, and just we showed this afternoon we need a good moment in the game to start to believe more, of course, and being clinical the first moment that we had a chance. Very good moment from Andreas, composure on the ball, the way he finished, and of course from that moment we command the game. We were really solid and compact as well, and we had so many chances to score. Even more than 2 goals.
David, defeat at home today. Give me your initial assessment of that.
Really disappointed. We had a chance to go 6th in the league today, and we didn't take it. I thought we started the game well today. Probably even for 20 minutes, and I know included in that was their goal, but I still felt that we were at that period where we created opportunities before they scored. I think we had two big chances we didn't take. So it was just a day where we didn't look as if we could take our chances or finish. We probably had more possession than we've had for many a game, but we couldn't make the most of it.
TalkSport Daily.
Here's a clip from the Weekend Breakfast Show, and the former Premier League striker Big Tony Cascarino urging new Man United co-owner Sir Jim Ratcliffe to make wholesale changes in the summer.
Ten Hag's been there long enough now to not have issues like he's having. It should be, a lot of things should have been sorted. For whatever reason, yes, they've had injuries, as many clubs. That club has not been sorted. I think Jim Ratcliffe will be all over this club before now and the end of the season. And I'll be amazed if Ten Hag stays. But I also will be amazed if 4 or 5 names of players in that team will still be there.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
Time for Henry Winter now on the Sunday edition. Heaping lots of praise on Philip Foden.
Foden, right footed, into the top corner. His left footed drive from the edge of the D. Sensationally evades the goalkeeper. It's a bullet into the net from Phil Foden.
Look at the way when De Bruyne was out, Foden took responsibility, whatever position he was playing in, whether there's a 10 slightly deeper coming in from the right. You know, he's been absolutely, he's been, I think, a false nine occasionally. City fans will educate me on that. But I think he's been absolutely outstanding. And it's crazy to think that he is 23 and he's got five titles already. I mean, he's just a phenomenon. That ability on a technical level to take the ball under pressure, to take it on the half turn, to already have scanned, as players say, to know where everyone is. And he's finishing, he is totally vindicating Pep Guardiola's decision not to send him out on loan earlier in the career when people like me were saying, oh, he needs the guns and learn elsewhere. He's been outstanding.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on TalkSport, where we get your podcast. I'm Mac on Adios' Drive Time Show today at 4 p.m. alongside the Arsenal fan, Darren Bent. Make sure you join me for that. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe!
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.